Welcome to the Gamesmith's Table Talk. This is a roundtable format discussion where I and my guests try to cover three tabletop role-playing related topics in 15 minutes. If you know anything about tabletop role players, then you'll know that this is an ambitious goal. Let's head to the table. Welcome back to our Table Talk podcast. I'm your host, Clayton the Gamesmith, and joining me are...
I'm Franklin.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Clark.
Let's head to the table.
The views and opinions of the panel are their own and do not reflect the views and opinions of any other individual company or organization. This podcast has been known to be opinionated. You have been warned.
Welcome back to Table Talk. Our first topic today is XP versus Milestone. And what I mean by that is when you're leveling up characters in games that use an XP system, how do you measure how you level up your characters? Are you going to add up your experience points, frequently called XP, or do you use milestones? In XP, we have a defined point value that we add together until we reach a predefined number, and then your character levels up, versus milestone, which is whenever the GM decides based upon the events in the adventure, or basically whenever they feel like it. To begin, XP versus milestone. Would anyone other than myself like to dominate the table for this topic?
Dominate the table? Wow. Go for it.
I am a firm believer that XP is the best way to go. There is an argument to be made that milestone is just simply XP with all the numbers. I disagree with that. To me, milestone is flat out shenanigans. It's based upon the personal opinion of the GM, and you can wrap it around any number system that you want to say, well, it was around 2,000 experience points that made us level up at the point that we did. And I disagree with that. I want to know the exact point value, how much experience it's going to take for the characters to reach this point so that I can plan the adventure around that.
I kind of have a different take on that, actually, because I've just recently been introduced to the milestone system, and I find it gives a lot more flexibility. Game masters can flesh out a certain area of the adventure more, allowing longer times to reach certain events or shorter times to reach different milestones in their campaign. I think having a more, not a more vague, but a more flexible system like milestones allows for a lot more customizing of your adventure.
My thought process on this whole thing is it used to be when you would give out experience that different players would get different experience. So keeping track through experience points made sense because Franklin, for instance, would reach the next level before me or vice versa. It's more and more gotten to the point where players are no longer keeping track of XP. Everyone gets the same amount of XP. I think that giving out XP is not so much a great focus anymore.
Yeah.
Whether or not it takes 10,000 XP for the person to reach whatever, or when you reach this milestone, is pretty much in my mind the same thing. Because even if you are going by the XP, it still is the GM deciding.
The GM is building the encounters and deciding how much XP to give out with each encounter.
Exactly.
Some games do have, Pathfinder First Edition specifically, do have very specific listed XP values for each encounter, but the GM still has some control over that. They can add or subtract smaller monsters to the encounter, they can advance template things or young template to adjust the CR, which then adjusts the XP reward. Mm-hmm. I think, as a general rule, you probably could say that the newer a game is, probably the looser its XP system is. You cast your mind back to the earliest versions of Dungeons & Dragons, they have kind of the strictest, the purest XP systems, where you have things like the player who scores the killing blow gets the XP, period.
Very specific.
I think as games have moved on, I think they have moved to a more abstracted. Some games go entirely to milestone, other games, you know, Cheryl talked about sharing XP between the party. A common thing I've seen against using individual XP is that if a player isn't able to make it to a session, in some systems, their character doesn't get any XP for anything that happened. Mm-hmm. This can really end up penalizing and punishing a character for something that they probably don't really deserve to. I know, I'm sure we've all been in a group with that one player who just because of their job can only make it to one session in a blue moon. Well, now it feels real bad for that character to show up and be three levels lower than everyone else because they've missed a whole bunch of sessions.
I think the perfect balance I've seen is a milestone system where the GM decides where exactly the leveling up milestone is going to be, and then award or give rewards based on like hero points or in-game incentives or treasure or something outside of the XP system.
There is something to be said for XP as a reward, where some players do really enjoy having a fixed number of XP that they track and they see that number grow over their careers. Other players don't really care so much about that and are looking for reward in treasure, in narrative progression, things like that. Something else to think about is that moving from a game that normally uses XP and moving to a milestone system often works actually way better than the reverse. It's a lot less work for the GM to go from XP to milestone than vice versa. But it changes who's in control of the pacing. Because if you have a game like Pathfinder First Edition with a rigorously defined experience track, Pathfinder has three different speeds of progression and XP per encounter, and it's fairly rigorously laid out. That's the developers of the game controlling the pacing of the adventure. They will have calculated those numbers to say, we want the players to be leveling up every, let's say, roughly 7 sessions. So we've set up our encounters to be that if they're fighting creatures in appropriate CR, they'll get the requisite amount of XP in so many encounters and so many sessions. Moving to a milestone system takes that pacing out of the hands of the developers and puts it in the hands of the GM, which, depending on how good the particular GM is at pacing, may have positive or negative results. I generally am in the milestone camp, but I have run campaigns where I've used the printed XP numbers as a rough track of, okay, we should be getting close to leveling up soon. I'll look for a milestone about now. But for most of my games, I just go on, you know, even I'll just ask the group at the end of a session, does it feel like we're about ready to level up? Does it feel like it's been a really long time? Or if players start saying at the table, man, it's been a really long time since we leveled up, I'll start looking for a good milestone.
And therein lies the problem with milestone. That is the entire fundamental flaw of milestone to me, that it's entirely arbitrary based upon what the GM decides. And in your situation where you're actually communicating with your players and you're letting their feelings determine when they level up, okay, that's fine for your table. For me, that makes me absolutely crazy. Not knowing when I'm going to level. Even if I'm not keeping track of the amount of XP that my character is earning on a character sheet, I know that monster is worth roughly that much. That monster is worth roughly that much. We should be, next fight, we should be leveling up maybe the one after that. And I don't have to keep track of the specific numbers to know that. So then that gives me something to look forward to, particularly in a game where leveling up your characters is the primary means of expression of growth.
Yes. I mean, that works great when monsters have an individual XP attached to them. But now we're getting more and more into systems where that isn't so.
But I would say that those systems are specifically designed for milestone growth, not XP.
Or at least are moving towards milestone growth.
Another thing that we can talk about, you can use milestone in XP. A great example of that is if you're doing a sandbox adventure, Kingmaker, Pathfinder AP, prime example of that. The killing or defeating of the Stag Lord is the milestone that moves you into book 2. Now, we've had a group that did it in their third adventure. They bypassed everything and just went down to the fort because of the way they were exploring. So they moved on technically to book 2.
Don't forget, we have another Kingmaker adventure.
Who never got there.
Who are level 13 and are technically still in book 1 because they haven't defeated the Stag Lord yet.
Exactly. Milestones are good for that too. You can use them with XP or not.
And Pathfinder does sort of hybridize things a little bit in that every printed adventure, especially the long-running adventure paths that I've read from Paizo, and I've read 5 or 6 of them at this point, has always had a little thing at the start that says the player should be this level by here, that level by here, that level by here. It's not a strict, they level up when they finish this encounter, but as a GM, you should try and arrange things that they have enough XP to be close to that level by certain points.
Yes, because past that point, the monsters get...
Yeah, because the monsters are built for PCs encounters of a certain level, or the encounters are becoming increasingly more dangerous.
Yes, and as, shall I won't say violently opposed, as opposed to Milestone, as I am, all of you know that I use both.
Yes.
That we actually have a Milestone campaign going on right now. We also have the XP going on right now. I use the Milestone because I have a very specific agenda that I'm just trying to get through in a very specific amount of time, and everything else doesn't matter. Because it's not about the characters leveling up, it's about meeting this agenda of the story. Tell everybody, level up, because I don't want your character to die, or I know what's coming, so you need the extra ability or the extra spells or the whatever.
And I find with the Milestone system, it just feels like you could set the tone better. You can...
It lets you set the pace a lot easier.
Set the pace, exactly.
The other thing, and I'll admit this is, you know, as I mentioned, I am biased towards the Milestone system. I can actually pinpoint the moment where this started, because it was in my first game. It was really not a serious game by any stretch. This was a group of people who had met at the local library. It was a youth outreach kind of thing. I'll never forget, we just hit level 4, I think. We were at the end of the session. We just finished an encounter. It's like, all right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. See you next week. And the GM literally went, you guys get enough XP to hit level 4. I was like, okay, so it's a total abstraction then.
Right.
If the GM wants you to be level 4, they're going to change up the encounters so that you have enough XP to get to level 4.
Right.
This could mean just saying, I'm the GM, I can change how much XP something's worth, which in most games they're entirely able to do. Or it could mean going through the work, and I said, adding minions, adding advanced template to things, so on and so on, to adjust the numbers to keep the numbers on the curve. It's just a lot more work to keep track of, in my opinion, when you could just Milestone it.
And I think it's also a matter of game evolution, because more modern games are trying to get rid of the more tedious aspects of the game, you know, adding up XP or, you know, streamlining and cutting out areas of the game that aren't involved in the exploration and the story immersion and the fun part of the game.
I think
take away more of the accounting part of the game.
I think, games have gotten a lot better at rewarding players for doing things other than combat, especially.
Definitely.
It was, I feel XP was much more important. Like, if you go back to first edition, D&D, where everybody was on a separate track of how quickly you leveled. Like, the wizard took a lot longer to level than everybody else did.
I think the wizard and the cleric and the illusionist, which was a first level class, were all on the same track.
But they're penalized compared to the...
Well, the fighter was on the fastest track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So keeping track of their own XP was much more interactive because, you know, you could be at 2000 XP and the fighter's like, I've leveled and everyone else is, we're still back here. I'm going to need like, you know, 8 more sessions before I level.
I think over the last 20, 30 years, though, keeping track of XP has kind of lost its appeal.
Has fallen out of favor.
Yeah. I mean, you're cutting, we're living in an era of game evolution where they're trying to streamline mechanics and get rid of, you know, numbers and math crunching and, you know, things that are more, that take you out of the moment and, you know, the excitement of the story.
Is that a product of that, you know, people just have a bloody shorter attention span and they just can't be bothered? So they're saying, this is an innovation.
Yeah.
When in actuality, the whole reason why I can add up numbers less than 20 very fast in my head is because I've role-played for the last 40 years.
But I think in modern times, the amount of time that we can devote to our hobbies has gotten so short that people want that fast-paced game with the low prep time and being able to get together with some friends over 3 hours, get their game in, hop back on the bus, and go home. They don't have that level of time to devote to hobbies that they did maybe 20 years ago.
I will absolutely agree with that.
And I'd jump in with one other point as well. Something I ran across in a game dev article that just always stuck with me, that all games have complexity and depth, and they're not the same thing. The way they described it in the article that I'm referencing here is that complexity is the currency with which you buy depth, and you want as much depth as possible for the least amount of complexity. So there are games that have way too much complexity.
Yes, but I need to slow you down a little bit on
that.
Yeah,
I am getting into it.
Because that's a realism versus playability. That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. So to tie this back to the XP thing, I think to some extent, game developers are realizing that the really, really rigid, the really structured, the really kind of pure XP systems are adding complexity to the game, but maybe not a lot of depth. And so they're an easy thing to cut out or to have a less complex system.
Or fun factor,
that does
too.
Just as well. And yeah, that's the sort of thing. You know, you always want to ask yourself, to reference this topic specifically, is the XP system I'm using making the game more or less fun? And the answer to that will be a little bit different at every table. Probably have gotten from this conversation, each of the people at this table value tracking XP and gaining XP as a reward structure, or value it at different levels.
To go back to what Clayton had asked just a few minutes earlier, I don't think it's more of a people not being able to add stuff or attention span or anything like that. I think it's more towards the idea of everyone at the table has to be same. The same level, the same power level, or otherwise people don't feel it's fair. Right?
Okay, well, whereas now you're getting into another podcast.
I am. But where the first edition D&D, that wasn't a concept. So the different paces in which people were moving made XP more a thing.
Yeah, with the system and everybody's getting the same XP.
I mean, when Clayton tracks his XP, if we were going to, say, level 2, which is 2,000 experience, we had four people, he just puts down we need 8,000 XP to level.
Yes,
tracks
right? Collectively
because we
as a
all
group.
Get the same amount.
Yeah.
And the reason that I do that is because 99.9% of the time, you all work collectively together to prosper together. If you were all working in opposition to one another, I would, Clark, you got this XP, Franklin got this XP, Cheryl, you got this XP. So it's a function of how you're gaming.
But this is why I'm thinking that games are moving more towards the milestone thing.
A more abstract system, for sure.
Because it's like everyone has to be at the same power level. Yeah. It's very rare nowadays a table would see somebody at, you're at level 2, your guys are at level 5, and you just, you know, you're at level 1 because you didn't do anything. It's rare that you see that.
Well, I think that this topic is not necessarily coming to a close as we've rounded out our time. And I'm so glad we got through 3 topics in 15 minutes. I think we're going to be talking about this soon. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
I don't know. Do we have anything more to say about this? I think
talking a bit.
I can keep talking about this.
Oh, I guess we're going to go a bit more. Yeah, we'll see you all at the table.
From all of us here at The Gamesmith, I'd like to thank you for listening. Check out our website at thegamesmith.org and check out our wide video selection on YouTube. And please subscribe.